Yo, check it out. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. How's it going? I'm Tom McCaffrey. I'm here with Eric B. This is LE2B. Please join our Patreon for behind the scenes and talking and more talking. So what's going on? We're going to talk about a bunch of things today. It's Friday the 13th. Let's start there.
Right.
Well, how do you feel about Friday the 13th? Are you superstitious, or does it affect your day, or?
We were having a conversation about this the other day. They're like, people would say Friday the 13th is unlucky, but it's on a Friday. They should make Friday the 13th be like on a Monday, because Monday always sucks, or Tuesday. But Friday can never feel that bad because it's fucking Friday, right? It's the end of the week.
But it's also the day they fire people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but maybe that's not bad either. But yeah, that's true. Yeah, even if it's bad. But I mean, also it's like, if you're scared, if Friday the 13th is giving you fear now, it's just like, this probably isn't the era you'd be living in, because it's just like, after everything that's going on in the world, it's like, oh no, Friday the 13th. It's just like, geez, all right.
Oh, I do. Sorry.
And isn't like jihad anniversary or something? Like there's like jihad's going, there's like warnings all over the city. Like the city isn't already fucking hard enough.
Right. They had a day, today was the day of jihad because of the war, you know, going on, and they were going to, you know, attack people and stuff. And but someone told me about that yesterday, and I'm like, you know, when that happens, you know, usually the cops are on high alert and stuff. So it's, you know, the cops are probably on this shit today in New York. You know, they're like, and then, you know, they'll attack like Jewish people maybe, but only people they know are Jewish, and the targets would be someone wearing, you know, a yarmulke.
Yeah, no, they are on high alert today. Yeah. I was out before and I saw them shooting a black guy walking down the street. So I was like, all right, they're really on high alert today.
Yeah. I know you're not Muslim, but
on high alert.
Yeah, I know you're not Muslim, but we can't ever be too safe, so we're just going to shoot you anyway.
We don't panic enough already in bad situations. Today we're on high alert, even worse. even though I feel like it happens, I mean, I know there's been times in New York where they've shot people a lot who didn't need to be shot, but it hasn't happened here in a while, surprisingly. I don't know if people just don't get shot every day here, like all day.
Well, I mean, it's... I guess the cops are, you know, they were taking a lot of shit for it. So maybe they're getting trained better. And that's probably what they should have been doing.
Right.
I might have pointed this out before, but like I noticed, when I see cops now, they'll have the gun and then they'll have the taser, and the taser is yellow. Because of that story of that cop, I think she fucking shot someone with a gun because she thought she was grabbing the taser. So yeah. Now I think they make it two distinctive colors, although I still don't understand how that happens, but
I don't. Yeah. Also, I don't know how the color is really going to do anything in that scenario. If you're kind of just grabbing for things, maybe they just put it on a different side. One side. You know, I just feel like that should be day one of training. Like right side is the taser. Left side. The woman who did that had been a cop for like 25 years. Right. You still hadn't figured out which was the taser and which was the gun. That feels like something you'd want to like know pretty well.
I don't know how to use any of them. I guess you would feel them, but you know, it's so funny. I'm probably going to go in and get LASIK surgery because my eyes suck, you know? And they were asking me,
you're probably going to what?
Do LASIK surgery, because my eyes are just fucking falling apart. And, I'm getting the exam and they go, which one of your eyes is the dominant eye? And I go, I don't know. They're like, well, when you shoot a gun, like which eye do you use? I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of LASIK place is this? This is the fucking Hamas LASIK.
What do I look like? I know. Have you been following my Reddit threads?
When you leave a pipe bomb, which eye do you usually use the best? You know?
Right. What a inflammatory, odd, you know, question.
Right. I mean, if
like
it was
just to throw away so casually.
Yeah. If it was in Texas, I would understand that. But assuming that just everyone came in there who was like, you know, all right, and they asked me what my stabbing hand was. And I said, I go lefty on that one.
Well, who's your fucking optometrist? George Zimmerman? when you shoot someone for no reason. So what we're, oh, so anyway, one thing I want to talk about is, so Friday the 13th was the day that Tupac died. And they, I don't know if you heard this, I guess like a week ago, they arrested someone in Tupac's murder.
Yeah.
Some good police work, Vegas.
But wasn't it because they had, there was a TV show that came out?
So yeah, this is, all right, first of all, it was like 1996 and it was September 13th. So it was like almost the anniversary now. And I mean, first of all, they're like, after all these years, they're like, yeah, you know who it was? It was that guy, that gang member, that guy in the Crips who he beat up an hour before. Like, mm-hmm. Really? Maybe you would have wanted to look into that guy earlier. The guy who's known for murdering people in gangs,
yeah.
Who he had just jumped an hour earlier. But I guess that guy, they thought maybe did it, but they didn't. But then, so another guy who's that guy's cousin came forward like 4 years ago and admitted that he was in the car and that his cousin did it. This guy, Orlando Anderson, was the guy. And this guy's name is Keefe D.
But wasn't there a show recently that was kind of pointing to it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they do these shows all the time. It came with some, they have so many documentaries about it because, you know, everyone's so obsessed with it. And this guy, Keefe D, has done numerous interviews that are all over the internet and in documentaries telling the story. He's like, yeah, I was in the car and I gave him the gun and he did it. And it's like, so for 4 years, that's been out there. This guy's just been doing interviews on TV and, yeah, and movies. And they're finally like, okay, we're going to like, I think we have enough to arrest this guy. It's just like, what? So, and the guy seems almost like surprised in a way.
Right. But it's so funny because this happens a lot with these cold cases. They'll, even if it's not like, even if it's like not about murder, it's like no one will do anything until some documentary or podcast comes out pointing about it. And I'm like, maybe we should just how about defund the police and fund the documentary makers? You could put that money, we'd be closing a lot of cases, you know?
Because
make Ken Burns the police commissioner. That's, I think, what we need to do.
Because they even sometimes they come out with podcasts and documentaries basically, you know, exonerating someone or proving the case, and they still won't make any moves. They won't, like the serial documentary, they're basically like, you know, that guy Adnan Saeed, yeah. I guess they said he killed his girlfriend, but you know, then there's just all these like podcasts and documentaries like proving he didn't do it and he couldn't have done it and all this stuff, and they're still like, he came up for parole or something, and the judge is like, we're not going to do anything. And I think it's because they get pissed off. I think they're like, fuck you, like some podcaster's not going to dictate what I do at my job.
What was the other one? The Menendez thing. You know, now they're like saying that they did it, but they were raped by their parents or something. There's a bunch of documentaries about that, I thought.
Yeah, but they did that. They used that excuse at the time, right?
Right.
Yeah, they did.
No one bought it.
No one cared. I think it was more back then. There wasn't a lot of sympathy for that because I saw a documentary about them. They're saying like, it kind of grossed everyone out, made everyone so uncomfortable. They just didn't even want to think about it. It was weird. They didn't factor that in. They're like, yeah, we murdered him. Yeah, but he like raped me ever since I was four. They're like, whatever.
Even that
you're
movie.
A jerk. You're clearly in the wrong. What?
Remember the movie Cable Guy? Throughout it, Ben Stiller, who directed, is in it, and he's playing both. They're supposed to be like the Menendez brothers, and they're making fun of the fact that they were completely bullshit. And now you look back and I guess they were.
Yeah. Well, they, first of all, they came out, apparently they started getting a lot of attention recently because of TikTok. Cause all these like millennials or whatever were like seeing them and didn't know the story. And when it came out, you know, they were just kind of horrified. And it was, I mean, it does kind of make sense. It's like, I guess back, do you remember when it happened, everyone always made fun of them, you know?
Right.
Like they were always like a target of jokes. But when you look back, it's really horrible because, I mean, they're basically like on the stand like, oh, yeah, my dad like raped me all the time. And everyone's like, look at these idiots.
Yeah. The old my dad raped me excuse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I mean, I guess people didn't. But it was a different time. Oddly, people weren't that. I feel like people weren't sympathetic to it happening to boys as much. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was kind of like, people were quick to dismiss it and be like, yeah, that didn't happen, because they don't want to like think about that. You know what I mean? It was such a horrible story. But one thing I saw like a 60 Minutes thing on that, where 2020 like follow up like a couple of years ago, I think it was, they were talking to Eric and they were like asking him about the murders. And then he goes, oh yeah, of course, you know, everyone, when they interview me, they always want to talk about the murders, you know? And it's like, well, I mean, what, like, why else would 2020 be talking to you, Eric Benitez? Like, what? So, Eric, so tell us, apparently you have a new aerobics video coming out.
You have a children's book coming out?
Apparently you're releasing you're doing a cooking show. Is that how? Oh, and then if we have time, we'll get into you murdering your parents and them raping you. If we have time. Like, first of all, it's like that, you know, and then he says something like, well, you know, in your life, there's only like two or three things that people focus on about you. And I'm like, two or three things? Like, are there other things that people are bringing up to you repeatedly?
That's funny.
Like, Eric Menendez, wait a minute, you're the guy that stole my pencil that one time, right?
At least with OJ, you have the football career and the acting career. With the murder, I mean, murders are going to really trump all that if you interview OJ, but at least there's other things to talk about. I don't think the Menendez right. did anything.
But they didn't lead with, tell us about what it was like to do Naked Gun 2.5. It was always just in the, no, I thought it was so funny that he said that, like, oh yeah, right. Everyone always wants to talk about it. It's like, well, I mean, of course everyone wants to talk about that. What it's like, it reminds me of like, you would see like, these celebrities who were only known for one thing. And they, like, I remember once I saw Jan from the Brady Bunch on Conan in like 1997.
Yeah.
And he was like, so tell us about the Brady Bunch. And she was like, oh, everyone wants to know, or always wants to talk to me. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's the reason you're on Conan O'Brien. Like, you're not there because you're doing a guest spot on, you know, Sabrina, the teenage, what, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the whole reason you're there. Like, that's all anyone wants to know about.
I mean, Harrison Ford, if you hear him sometimes in interviews, he doesn't really like talking too much about Indiana Jones or Star Wars. And I understand that, you know, because he probably asks all the, but he also has a other body of work. He has other things. So you might be tired of answering questions about Chewbacca, you know, when he's had been in Oscar nominated movies.
What a life. Imagine that was like your biggest like pet peeve in life. Like if like the people were constantly asking you what it was like to play Indiana Jones, like, oh, not again. I wish people would ask me about fucking anything I did. If I talk to people, like anytime I do an interview, people are like, if I've been there specifically to promote something, they're like, what are you doing? What is it? Like, they don't even know what it is. I'm like, I just told you 20 seconds ago what it is.
That's
So yeah, there's that. And, I don't know how I got on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Well, you know, and also it's kind of unlucky or lucky that, you know, we talk movies, the Taylor Swift movie. I just wanted to bring up real quickly.
Yeah. Let's get into that.
It's, you know, it's already,
we don't have to talk about that thing from 30 years ago anymore.
But she's, you know, she's crushing it, and it's like, she's, I don't know. I mean, it's like, and the movies are, it's for the concert movie. First of all, it's 165 minutes long. I'm like, what the fuck?
So wait, is that, it's basically just a concert being, has that ever been done? Like,
yeah.
Or just releasing their concert in a movie theater?
Yeah. They remember the, well, they have concert films like Stop Making Sense, which they brought back. I think the Talking Heads, I think Beyonce has one coming out or is out. You know, this Rattle and Hum, remember that View 2?
Yeah, but that was like,
I think
those were like in the 80s, and when they came out, people were like, what? I remember seeing the Rattle and Hum trailer and I was like, what is this? Why? And I think I was also like, why would I see this?
Right. But Taylor, like, I was reading these things, the movie theaters are having rules when you see the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stand up and dance on the seats and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's,
I'm sure those will be enforced really well. Like, I go to movie theaters, people are dancing on the seats every fucking movie I go to.
I saw that during Schindler's List. I went
to see Ordinary People the other day. Yeah. I went to see Women Talking and there are people dancing on the fucking seats.
Women
I'm like,
talking.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so I could
someone just someone just told me they were like, you know, I saw the movie Women Talking. Yeah, wasn't that great? It was kind of boring. I was like, really? I feel like you kind of knew what you were getting into with that.
Yeah, it wasn't women eating each other out. I would see that one.
Women blowing you.
But so, you know, she's exciting. People cry. Someone told me who went to her concert. You know, she was like, oh, it's great. It's great. Everyone was crying. And everyone was crying at the real concert. And I go, I would have been crying too, but only because I'm be like, I just spent $2,000 for this fucking ticket.
Yeah, that's true. On a side note, I heard, you know, remember that rapper Snow? He's coming out with a concert movie.
How about Nickelback? I heard they're doing a...
Yeah, there's both of theirs are only 10 minutes long. They're putting them together.
Yeah, level one hit wonder.
15 minutes. but yeah, that's, you know, first of all, did you ever follow the AMC stock thing?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I bought, you know, about 2 years ago, a friend of mine was telling me that AMC was basically about to do a short squeeze, exactly like GameStop, you know, because it was going down and then it went way up in value. So he convinced me to buy a bunch of shares because he was like, oh yeah, it's going to be worth like $500,000. And so I bought them and it's just tanked. It went down to like five. And they keep being
who,
like,
who is your friend? Jordan Belfort? From Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, Gordon Gekko.
Yeah. Was your friend calling you up from a boiler room? You know?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, I didn't buy a lot, but so they keep being like, oh, well, first of all, like a big movie will come, like Barbenheimer. Right. That was huge. And everyone was like, oh, this is going to make the stock go up. Went up like literally 1 point from Barbenheimer. Those are two like $1 billion, the biggest movies ever released. And now they're like, it's going to get a big bump for the Taylor Swift release. And like, cause AMC, I think, is the only one releasing it. And it went up like 1 point,
right?
Like $1. So it's like, oh great. This is worth it.
Okay. Cause these companies are so big that even when they're so big, they're like, oh, they just made $1 billion. $1 billion is like nothing for these companies. So the stock is so old that it's not going to go up that much. It's just not, because $1 billion to a gajillion dollar company isn't just like nothing.
Well, I didn't really, you know, it's kind of, did you see the movie Dumb Money that just came out?
No, I want to see that. Is it good?
It's pretty good. It's like, okay. It's what movies are now. It's very like, yeah, that was all right. Like, you know, cause you know, they keep making movies that are like narratives based on true stories, but
right.
That's a template now. So now a lot of times they'll like make a true story into a movie, but they're kind of like not very grand impress. The story like doesn't have that much to it. Like this story is kind of interesting, the GameStop stock, but it felt very like it just kind of built and there was no big payoff. It just kind of like was they were trying to make it more of a climax than it was, like and then it went up and then they made a lot of money and then some people, you know, didn't sell and they lost and but I didn't really understand it, the short squeeze. I do kind of now understand what they do. And it's so unfair. I mean, it's totally unfair. I mean, not that you're not like surprised by it, but everything is just run by like 10 billionaires in the world. Like literally they just run everything. So
I used to years ago short stocks and I stopped because that's a very dangerous game to play because, your losses could be just go on forever, basically.
So who lent you the stock to begin with?
I put it in like I had like those E-Trade accounts, you know, and they said, oh, someone said the stock's going to tank. And it just didn't and started going up and up. And your losses are just piling up. So you have at one point you have to sell. You're actually buying. So when you buy, you're selling first and then buying it back. So when you actually buy it, it actually increases the price of the stock. And that's why those short squeezes happen, because people panic and they're actually buying the stock.
Yeah. Well, who told you Netflix was going to go down? Wait. So, but usually you have, I mean, not, I don't want to spend too much of it, but like basically what it is you borrow, someone like lends you stock, right? And you have like 30 days to give back the stock that they gave you, right?
You can have more than 30 days. you just, it's basically, you're just really betting for the stock to go down. So you're, in a little more layman's terms, you're selling it first and then you're buying it back.
Yeah.
So you want to sell it, I guess, high and buy low. You're just doing everything in reverse.
You probably, but if the stock keeps going up,
what'd you say?
You were probably doing it on your own, right?
Yeah, it was very scary.
Because some of the hedge funds guys, I don't know what they do. Another hedge fund guy will like lend them the stock and be like, you have 90 days to get the amount of stock that I gave you, that I lent you back to me. And so it'll be like, you know, 500,000 shares. And then it's at like 10 and they sell it. And then it goes down to like one and they buy it again at one. And then they have to give back the shares of stock that they borrowed, but they get to keep the difference, which is like a $9.
Yeah. I mean, these short squeezes happen a lot, even with just regular stocks, because let's say a stock like Netflix, let's just say there's a lot of people shorting it at one point, right? They think, it's gone up a lot. I think it's going to really fall down. All of a sudden they come out with their earnings and their earnings are decent. Then the fucking stock shoots up because all the short sellers are like panicking. It's get out, get out, get out. So then the stock fucking even goes even more. But I don't touch that shorting shit because it's scary stuff, man.
It is. And like, that's the thing, the problem with this movie, like, you know, it's kind of an interesting concept, but it's sort of like not everyone understands the stock market. And it's very hard to make a movie about people buying and selling stock like a compelling movie, you know, like it's just kind of like, you just kind of have people at a computer like, oh, I'm going to buy it. Oh, sell it. Oh, you're just like, okay. Like,
yeah. The best one of those movies that I've seen, I think I brought it up before, but in the last few years about business things, is BlackBerry was really good. I thought that was really good, done well. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard it was good. And that was another one that's kind of what they're doing now. I feel like a lot of movies now are like about like people that created something and they were just kind of, and it like they're assholes.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of that, like Uber, you know, they'll like create something and it becomes huge.
Right.
And they're kind of, and it's just a bunch of like rich assholes. Like, that's why I started to not like, but this isn't about, this is about like just common people who, you know, what it's just like regular people who got involved, who were like, a lot of them had no money or they were in debt. And then they kind of made this one guy was in charge of it, like he knew it was going to short squeeze.
Yeah. They kind of looked at it as like a David versus Goliath thing. Right. That was kind of,
yeah. And they still sort of got fucked up. Like the whole, you know, the whole message is like, well, you can't really, these billionaires basically run everything. They can change the rules and make money. And I think that's what happened with AMC. I think it was headed there, but the hedge funds, the people who were shorting it, they, I don't know what exactly they do, but they still, you know, they lend them more money so that it doesn't get squeezed because it makes them not have to buy the stock, even though they shorted it.
Well, the weirdest thing is crypto, because crypto every few years collapses and everyone goes, this is fake. This is all bullshit. And then I'm always like, okay, it's over. It's all over. And then it just goes up again and people go, and it's going up again. And in like 6 months, everyone's going, crypto is back. And you're like, dude, do you remember? It was 2 years ago when you said this was a bullshit. You know, I don't understand. People have such short memories, I guess, when it comes to money.
People have short memories of everything now. They're about to, I mean, look at everything. But
I mean, people back in the day didn't, like when that stock market crashed in 29 and it just destroyed everything. I don't think the stock market reached the levels of 1929 till like the 50s. Because first of all, it was a depression. People didn't even have money to buy stock, but people were so scared and remembered it getting wiped out. It took about 30 years for people to have confidence. People don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They'll say, you know,
well, there's just so much to distract everyone. I mean, back then there was like literally the only entertainment was like staring at the wall. So it was very hard to move on when you just like didn't have a house to live in anymore. Like,
you know,
wait
you know,
a minute, what happened?
Ringling Brothers Circus is back, but they're going to have no animals because of the PETA people and no clowns, you know? And I'm like, well, how is this a fucking circus? And then I was just thinking about circuses in general. And it's like, you don't need circuses. Were in 1920, circuses were the shit when you were staring at walls for your entertainment, right? Who the fuck cares? I mean, I don't understand what kid, even a kid,
I remember being a kid, and when people would mention going, I mean, this was when I was like 10, people would be like a birthday party. They'd be like, we're going to go to the circus. And I was like, why would I do that? Like, what is that? I was like, and what, and then I think I went a couple of times. I was like, I don't, so it's just, what is it? Just there's animals. And I, same thing with zoos. I never understood zoos. I, whenever I went to a zoo, I felt like I was forced to go. Like, zoos are kind of cruel places, you know? And it's just, they're making, like, the only time I ever went was when schools would make me go, you know? So,
well, the thing about zoos kind of suck now is that when we were younger, they still would have animals in cages, which was definitely inhumane. But the animal was very upset about being in the cage. So it would be walking, like the lion would be strolling around, like kind of annoyed. But you're like, oh, look at the lion, you know? Now it's all these wildlife preserve type things. So the lion is like happy and content, and he's just sleeping behind a rock. And you're like, where the fuck is the lion? Can't find.
Yeah. Like, get him out here.
I paid $30.
I need to be entertained.
Because yeah, I think the last time I went to the zoo is like all the good animals were fucking taking naps and hiding. They're like, I'm like, oh, they can't find the lion. Oh, the lion's in the fucking cave, you know?
But, wait, do they, they're not in cages anymore? What, they're like more in like an out, like a more space?
Yeah, that's, I mean.
I'm sure it's like paradise now.
I was wondering,
because I always feel like, you know, people are always like, it's so inhumane, you know, that like they make these animals, you know, stay in these like cramped small spaces all the time. And then I'm like, that's basically my life.
Yeah, no one gets mad if you're in a studio apartment, right?
Right. How come no one's upset that? I'm like, you know, I don't really have that great, you know, a lot of room. It's like, shut up, go get a job. Yeah. It almost seems like their places are bigger than my apartment.
That's a funny joke. I also always wonder at the zoo too, is like when you go to the Bronx Zoo, this is the obviously all the animals. But there's local animals, right? Like squirrels. And the squirrels, sometimes you see them running into the like lion thing. How fucking crazed that squirrel's like, what the fuck? I was, you know, I'm getting nuts and there's a lion in my
right.
You think that throws them off a little bit. I feel like that's
kind of what being in the Bronx is like for people. It's like, what the fuck is going on in here? There's a lion in this crack house. Yeah, you know, like
you're a pigeon, all of a sudden there's a fucking an elephant is fucking wailing on you. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I remember I went to the zoo. This is like one of my only memories of the zoo. Like because like I said, every memory I have of the zoo is just being dragged there by like my parents. Yeah. And we went through this one, you know, area where like they had all, you were inside and it had all these different cages. And then at the end of it, they had like a cage and it said like, this animal is responsible for, you know, imprisoning and killing, you know, I don't know, like hundreds of thousands, millions of people, going on and on. And we and my sister, we were really young and we were looking and it was just a mirror. And the whole thing was that it was like an indictment on you, because it was like, you're the animal. And it was like, I remember being like,
that's a woke zoo.
Fuck you. Like, what? This is your zoo. Like, now I'm an asshole. You know what I mean? It just turned it into like, if this was all like judging me, I'm at the zoo where you're putting. So anyway, me and my sister, I must've been like 10 and we were like, oh, okay. Wow. How deep. And I think it was the Bronx Zoo. So it was like a bunch of morons. And I remember we were leaving, overhearing these like adults, and they were just screaming at each other. And they were like, well, I don't see the animal, because it was empty. Like, where's the animal? I don't see it. And like, and the guy's like, look harder. I don't know. Is it back there? And everyone's like, moron, like, you just proved the whole point of this thing.
Yeah, I remember years ago, I was in Pittsburgh and I went to the Andy Warhol Museum. And, you know, they have pictures of him and his life too and stuff. And these like Midwestern women, they're like, you know, they see all these pictures with Andy Warhol, but I don't ever see pictures of him and his wife. I mean, what? How come they don't have any of his wife's pictures? I'm like, what the fuck? You don't know what?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have you seen him?
No, the only good part of the zoo, I like the gorilla thing. You know, the gorillas are fun to watch. And my mom, she's a retired school teacher, and she once she would take kids there on a field trip once a year. And one time they were there and all the kids are surrounding the thing and the fucking gorillas are just hurling shit at everybody.
Isn't that basically what they always do?
Yeah, but the people got, I think, got hit and stuff, you know. You come back.
Great. From the, yeah, that's hilarious.
Your parents are like, what happened to you in school today? A gorilla threw shit on me.
Yeah, that's like another reason I never want. Yeah, just like stuff like that. Like it never was, you know, they'd make you go like for school and like write reports and shit and like bring it in. And now I read things where they're like, we need to get rid of zoos once and for all. They're just cruel. And it was the same thing with this. I think I just never really gave a shit about seeing animals. I think, yeah, I just was like, I don't care. Like, what? I mean, I guess it's cool when you just see them out in the world, but it's not, because they always run away when I see them. And I don't know. And like you said, the zoo, they're never really doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're like freaks, because a few years back, I went to this farm somewhere in Jersey, and they had some animals there, and they had this giant pig, and he was like ridiculous. Like, it was a huge pig. And he was weird enough, but he had like the biggest set of balls I've ever seen before in my life. I couldn't stop watching the pig balls. No, right. I I was infatuated.
It's very educational. It sounds like you're really getting a lot of you're like, you know, I really like the zoo. Like, you know, the gorillas throw shit at everyone's face, and then, you know, pigs have huge balls. And
dude, it was distracting. It was like, I wanted to help the pig out. I'm like, I know you're a pig, but, you know, cover up a little bit.
Oh yeah, you mean like cover up? I think he probably just didn't care. Probably, I mean, thought it was funny.
I think Porky Pig sometimes wears pants, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so a good segue. If you want to talk at all about this, what's going on? I mean, obviously there's a lot going on we have to talk about, but the whole thing in Congress, what's going on with like the Speaker of the House? There was a couple of things. There was that, and then I guess, you know, after this whole thing happened, you know, there all these I guess Trump made these comments, and you know, surprise, surprise, they were kind of not the most, you know.
Well, you talk about the war, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like talking, making some speech about Hezbollah is so smart. They're so smart. I'm like, how many times are you? It's like when he said, like, Kim Jong-un is a great guy, Putin's a great guy, but then he'll shit on McCain, like a real war hero. I'm like, and then people still, I'm like, dude, this guy is rooting for the other side.
Right.
And you still are supporting him?
Right. He's most angry at like Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell's a loser.
Right.
Hezbollah is smart.
But he criticizes John McCain for being a war hero, and every evil person, you know, if Lex Luthor was still alive, he'd be like, Lex is the best. Superman sucks.
Michael Myers, good to see him back in the movies. Yeah. They were very unfair to him, set him on fire. They keep trying to murder him. That's my Trump impression. That's really tried to do. I mean, he's probably the easiest person, but it's interesting because that was always a thing I remember, you know, noticing people would do, because, you know, people always would do that in the past. I think it was like they were trying to be an outlier or something, or seem like really deep. Hello, can you?
Yeah, I hear you. No,
and
good.
My screen froze up for a second. Mm-hmm. But like Hitler, people would be like, you know, someone would make a comment on Hitler, kind of praising him, and it kind of like in a roundabout sort of way, like, you know, he was a genius, you know. Yeah, he was evil, but, you know, he was a genius.
Yeah, he got you know, he always said he got the trains running in time. I'm like, that's good news unless you're Jewish.
But it's also like, you know, all right, fine, but like, why do you have to like bring that up? Like, you're being so like I can't think of the word, but you're just like contrarian, you know, kind of.
I know.
But they act like they're being like, well, I mean, you know, people don't want to acknowledge it, but yeah, he was evil, but he was like a genius. But so Chelsea Peretti, I remember people would always do that. And then I saw Chelsea Peretti do stand up once, and she made a joke of that where she said, it's like, great. Like, but you I don't want to hear you praise him. Like, it's kind of like being like, like a shark, like bites off your legs. And they're like, you know, that's terrible. You know, that shark, he was a great swimmer. You know, you got to give him that. It's like, fuck you. Like, no, I don't want to talk about the good qualities of this like monster.
I mean, and that's what Trump is doing. I mean, with this, you know, first of all, and then the other story that might be true, which seems like it could be, that the Israelis a few years ago were worried because he was like giving, they think he gave secrets. Trump gave away secrets to the Russians about Israel, which they say Russia might have given to Iran because somehow they figured out to how to get around that Iron Dome defense shield. And people know, and I see the comments like Trump would never, you know, give away secrets. I'm like, dude, he's got all, this shit ton of it in his house.
Yeah,
he busted with his pictures of it.
He not had some were. Hanging out of his pocket when he was talking the other day. It's just like, I mean, everything, just everything he touches is shit. It's just like every, he just can't do anything. He doesn't care. And he's just, when are people going to, you know, it's like, he would never do, he's like an idiot. He doesn't care. Whenever I listen to these interviews with, like, there's a podcast called The Whistleblowers, and it's all about these people work, you know, directly in the Trump administration. They're always like, well, when COVID was happening, we would try and talk to him about it. And he would just always, you know, focus on something like that happened on Fox News that he was mad about the night before. Like, and these are people who were directly in the room with him. Like, and they'd be like, you would try. And this is like when COVID was happening. And they'd be like, he would just be mad about Tucker Carlson. You would try and get him back on track. It's just like, when did he become like, the kid in that, remember that Twilight Zone where like the kid has magical powers and everyone's just terrified of him. So no one wants to say anything or like call him out because he'll do so. So like, that's when I feel like he's become in the last 8 years. He's like the kid in the Twilight Zone that no one wants to go against or say anything to piss him off because he's going to put them in the cornfield, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, just not any Republicans, you know, Democrats will, but.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and, you know, they were like, oh, because they're having a problem picking a new speaker, which is hilarious, you know, and they were like, well, you know, they don't have to be part of the representatives. You could have Trump be the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he's not doing that. That's fucking real work right there. He's not doing that.
But you know? The thing is, I don't think people kept saying that like, oh, well, he wouldn't do it. But it's like, it doesn't matter if it's real work. He just wouldn't do it. And then all the other people, I guess, would pick up the slack, I guess.
Like, I think he doesn't want to do it also because it would probably make him look to right now. He's a guy who got who should be to the Republicans. He is president. He got reamed. He got stolen.
Right.
So if you,
it's like a demotion.
A demotion. Yes. So, but oh my God.
It's kind of like, well, I'm going to take a job as like secretary now, not like actual secretary. It's like, well, what, I mean, why? Just, you can like, be standing behind the president, the actual president. But I mean, what would that look like at a State of the Union?
Oh my God.
Just behind Biden.
Yeah. Making faces and stuff. That'd be hilarious. Dude, honestly, I would pay to see that.
Someone should do like a skit like that, just of like him, like at the State of the, because I feel like that's the only reason to do it. It's just to be at the State of the Union behind Biden. And it's just kind of like making faces, like he's putting up like the horns, like behind. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. People, it's one of those things. Everyone's like, "Well, this is unprecedented. He would never do that." And I'm like, "Really? There's a lot of things I feel like he would never do." And
the whole thing, everything he does is unprecedented. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I read some article where they were talking about like he wrote this article before, right after he got elected, and he said, you know, a lot of people wrote him off. He would say crazy things that he was going to do, and everyone's like, "Nah, he's not really going to do that." But he did, and he this guy wrote basically. Whatever he says, take him at his word. If he's proposing something crazy, he's going to try to do that.
Right. I don't know why no one's learned that yet. Like, just it's like, and now they're like, I'm going to murder the, you know, the head of the Defense Department. Like, he's not going to do it.
And all the Republicans now are like, you see, Joe Biden, he's anti-Israel. Joe Biden comes up with a great speech supporting Israel this week. And Trump is talking about how great the Hezbollah is.
Right. And then wasn't he like basically it is amazing. It's like a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon where anything that happens, he's able to pivot back to the unfair election and how he was wrong in the election. Like that's just everything he talks about goes back to that somehow. It's almost like a skill.
Yeah. I was just reading his article that guy, Mike Lindell, is doing like fundraisers because he's lost all his money, all his business. Defending this motherfucker about this election. I'm like, dude, you fucking, you built a business. You're a piece of shit, but you built a business that
you were a crackhead who became a multimillionaire.
Right. And his businesses go, it was not even that bad. It's pillows. It doesn't really hurt anybody, you know? He lost it all for this motherfucker. He might have been the biggest brainwashed person.
That's the story of everyone who gets involved. And it's like, they always come out and they're always like surprised. They're like, I can't believe this guy. You know, he turned on me. And it's Really? I feel like I've seen that a few times. But yeah, it's almost like I said, to watching him, it's like watching how many steps he's able to turn it back to the unfair election and unfair and rigged election. Somehow he was able to do Hamas attacking Israel and murdering, civilians in about two steps, and how unfair it is for him
Yeah.
that he lost the election.
And by the way, this whole week, especially I stayed off social media talking about this because people get very emotional about the whole thing because they're like, these Hamas guys, they came in, they cut off babies' heads. You heard that story.
Yeah.
And you're like, Israel's done the same. And I'm like, Israel's definitely murdered Palestinians, but in fairness, they've always done it in like because of they're trying to target a terrorist, and they blow up stuff and children die and babies die. And that is bad, but at
Right.
least it's like, but to just chop off babies' heads, that's to me next level fucking
It
crazy.
is, and also like these people who like directly came out immediately siding with basically with Palestine. It's like, just give it a, like this is a very sensitive thing. You just heard about the babies being bad. Like, give it a couple of days before you start like jumping in defending that. You know what I mean? Like,
Did you know
Israel
that?
just decide like that's horrible, and however you feel politically about this, it's just kind of like, this is clearly a horrible, disgusting, despicable thing.
Right.
Like, it's like, why did everyone has to, like I said, it's a contrarian thing. It's like how people get attention, but it's like, no, but I'm gonna say something else. It's different because no one's gonna say this. And it's like, all right, but yeah, Hitler's smart. Yeah, okay, and he was smart.
I know there was this Arabic or whatever Muslim porn star, I forgot her name, and she came out hard against Israel and was like applauding all these, putting up pictures and applauding this,
Yeah.
and I was just laughing. I'm like, I get you're on their side, but you have an OnlyFans account, you're a porn star. Do you know that in most of these countries that you support, you wouldn't be able to do what you do for a living. They cut off your fucking head. So, but you had to come to America to make some money, I guess, or maybe she was
Also,
born
what
here.
is a porn star at this point? Like, is there really, are there a star? I mean, there aren't even movie stars anymore.
Right.
Porn have star, you know what I mean? Somebody who's designating themselves a porn star, it's just like, really, I feel like, anyone can kind of become
Yeah, but she's pretty big.
that.
I've heard her name, but and I think celebrities and
Yeah,
stuff have a
right.
right to talk about politics, but I don't know if I want to hear your geopolitical views when you just got a fucking gangbang.
Yeah. When you just got gang banged in a dog mask.
I don't know if you have the nuanced approach about the Middle East that is
Right.
required,
You just kind of taken away any credibility once you've done that. It's just like, that'll
I
be someone who's like, no one takes me seriously. And it's like, yeah, well, I mean, look what you chose to do. I'm sorry, but
You're blowing a
what are
dog,
these
as you
people
would
getting,
say.
not on that whole thing, like, the whole OnlyFans craze, and it's like, I guess no one's really thought it through, like, because you don't really even need to be a porn, if you went into porn, that was a very, like, you were kind of like, usually you knew the decision you were making, that the life that you were kind of like choosing to be in. But now just OnlyFans became like this casual, just like civilian thing, like just to make extra money. Like, I mean, what are they gonna, so now there's just pictures of them all over the internet for like forever of them like blowing dudes, and it's like,
I don't know. I mean, it's
what do
not.
their kids get it? Like, they're just gonna be like, oh, cool.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff is supposed to be behind like this paywall, but the pictures do get out. You see them all the time. And I know comics, women, people do it. I mean, I think it's fine because it's better than doing actual porn. If you don't, it's you do it from your
Yeah,
comfort.
but I mean, it's just sort of like, is it? I mean, it's not much different. I mean, I don't know. I don't
Well, you don't have
really.
to touch someone else if you're just doing something where you're in your
Yeah,
house. But
I
yeah, I mean,
guess.
I'm sure one day there'll be a big fucking hack of OnlyFans. You know that's gonna happen one day.
Yeah. Even if there's not, I mean, somehow there's, I know you're not touching, but there's just, her grandkid is just going to stumble upon a picture of her with like a ball gag with no pants on, and it's like, yeah, but I'm not touching anyone. You bring that up in the in job interview. No, but look, I'm not touching anyone. I just, that guy jerked off on the computer. Like, it's just like, yeah, but it's still kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I kind of wonder if, like, now, if you're on OnlyFans trying to, I mean, you're probably making money, but let's say you go for a regular job, you probably use a different name, but someone will recognize, that's going to happen. So,
I don't know how it couldn't have. If you do that, I don't know how you would like escape that.
There was some story a few years ago. This woman was a porn star, and then she started working at Taco Bell, and they found out and they fired her. I'm like, really?
I mean, Taco Bell. You're not up to the caliber we hire here. We're going to give your job to this 16-year-old who doesn't know how to read. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll wrap up. But one thing I was going to say, like, that's the whole thing, you know, because the internet, you know, basically came to be when we were, you know, like basically in our 20s, and all this stuff kind of developed in our lifetime. And I've been thinking about that, how, you know, obviously there's been the stuff that's been, you know, how toxic, you know, the internet and social media is to everyone. Everyone's kind of finally, you know, becoming more aware of that. And I will say that, like, it, you know, because it's so, it's still kind of such a new, and it's like infancy, you know, technology or whatever. I am, you know, I don't know how it affected you, but I did start to notice, I just couldn't put my phone down, and it really is so toxic. And I made a, I don't know if you've done this, like I've made a concerted effort to like, just get off of it more than I have been. You know what I mean? Like I really, a lot of times I'll be, you know, ready to post something and I'm in the process of it. And it's almost like I do it just to get it out of my system. You know what I mean? Like, and then I'm like, no, I'm not putting this, I'm not putting up just a picture of me standing here. You know what I mean? I still do it, but I've definitely cut down.
Well, I don't know. I'll post stuff, but I do not linger on these things. It's just, it makes you depressed. It makes you, it's just everything. You know, someone's talking about their career, and it's so funny because all the comics I talk to, they're on it all the time, and they go, so yeah, right? And I'm like, what? You saw that thing on Instagram today. I'm like, no.
Like them or someone else?
Just like a comic or something. You heard about it. I'm like, no. It wasn't in the New York Times. Okay. So I know you have a different, what you look at for big news. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it was this comic and he yelled at someone in the crowd. I'm like, all right, this is not headline news here.
Right. And now, like, every comedian is like curating and putting up with the, you know, putting up so much. So like, it just seems like now people are getting desensitized to it. There's just so much. So I've kind of taken a step back from doing that, but it's true. Like I'll be in a good mood relatively, you know, for me, you know, I'll be having an all right day. And then literally I go on Instagram it's happened to me where I've gone on Instagram for 1 second and something comes up, I immediately just am so mad, where I'm just like, fuck. Cause it'll be just so, you know, obviously I know people are putting their best foot forward, but it just seems like what always comes up, it's like they know what's going to trigger me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I have gotten better at like separate, like taking a step out of it and just being like, so what am I so mad about? Just because this guy, you know, because it'd always be like some comedian who I, you know, not always, but it'd be some comedian who like is the worst comedian in the world. And they'll be like, hey, look, I just performed in like an amphitheater.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a picture of them with 9 million people like cheering and like two porn stars blowing them, you know, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah. Or sometimes the one thing I see a lot is that, what are those things called? Step and repeats or whatever, where they take the pictures in front of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's always like them dressed up and their thing. And you're like, and they don't even say what it is sometimes. And you're like, wow, that seems. Wow. Yeah. Like it's the Oscars. And then you find out it's like the fucking, you know, screwdriver awards or something. I don't know. But
it's,
like
the Rudy Giuliani awards. Yeah.
But you look at that, you go, you know, and then you're like, I wish I was there. And if I was there, I'd be like, I wish I wasn't here.
Right.
And a lot of comics or people just I talk to, they have put a great face forward on social media. And you're like, and then I'll run into them like, yeah. You know, things are going well. And they're like, oh, I hate my fucking life.
Well, you know, that's happened to me. That's where I really knew all that shit was bullshit. Cause I would see people and they'd be like, hey man, congratulations. This really happened. They were like, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why? Like, what does that mean? And they're like, yeah, you put this thing up. And I'm like, Oh yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, that I was lying. Yeah, that was not real. It's like, and then I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm trying to show people my life is good, and maybe people are thinking it's good. And then like when they bring it up to me, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like that's like I'm not even convincing myself. That's how fucking fake it is. That did happen, and it actually happened. I saw a comedian that I hadn't seen in a while, and I do remember something in my head connected. I was like, oh, congrats, I saw that thing you put up. And they were like, what? And I was like, I don't remember, but didn't you like do a thing? And this is a real conversation that I had with someone. Like, and they were like, no, I don't know what. And I was like, yeah, no, I thought you did a thing. And they were like, I put up a video. And I was like, yeah, so congrats on that. But then I was like, oh, this is all, but it is amazing. It really does tap in, like, and I think it's happening a little bit now where people are finally like taking it's it reminds me of like cigarettes. When cigarettes came out, I mean, I wasn't around, but I've heard like later, it's like they didn't even know they were like bad for you. And then like when they first came out, and then after years, people are like, oh, these are bad. We need to do something about this. Like you can't be on. And I feel like no one's taking it, maybe a little bit now, but I've taken more seriously where I'm like, I need to stay off this. This is not helping my life.
It makes me so depressed. I'll post, look a little bit, but I don't find it that interesting, to be honest, you know. And I just know the longer I stay on, the angrier I'll get. So it's like, why do I need to get angry?
I get mad. It's amazing how it gets me so mad immediately. Just it's like, and I know I'm just mad because I'm like, why are they doing that? You know, and it'll be like, hey, everyone, here's look at me. I'm getting blown by Tom's girlfriend. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Who is this guy? What is that fucking what is that Hamas? Hamas is going out with my girlfriend? This is bullshit.
And you get mad for even stupid things. Like I'll see a posting for this like big African American female show. And it's like, yes, we crushed it, all these. And I'm like, why wasn't I on that show? What the fuck, man? What's
That's
going on?
literally all I think. Yeah, and you're right, it'll be like yeah, the black women comedy show of women not named Tom. You know, I'm like, this is bullshit. I can't get a break. All right, so I gotta go. I'm gonna go on my phone and get mad.
Okay. We covered a lot of ground.
We did. So everyone, please rate and review this podcast, join our Patreon, and I guess we'll see you ne next week. If you have anything else to add, Eric.
Nope.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.